them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Monday, September 8th, 2025 edition. Well, now that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has set a special election for next year for the Senate District 35, 270,000 people from the Tri-County area of Midland, Bay, and Saginaw counties will be without a state senator. She finally called for a primary election in February and then a May special election to fill the vacant seat from the now U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, who was the state senator, got elected to go to Washington, D.C., left her office on January 1st this year. Well, she's finally called for a special election next year. And now, a potential huge amount of Democrats are coming out of the woodwork to run for this seat. At the moment, three Saginaw-based candidates have emerged. I believe Saginaw County is bigger population than Bay and Midland counties. One of them is State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh, Saginaw Fire Captain Chadwick Green, as well as the Saginaw County Democratic Party Chair Brandel Adams. But there's a concern about whether a progressive candidate who happens to be black can be successful in the district's rural parts in a general election. All three of these candidates are black. They're from Saginaw. Well, a large portion of this district is rural farmlands, which is mostly white. So some additional names have been rumoring around, floating around in the district. Grant Rivett, the son of Kristen McDonald Rivett, former senator and former county drain commissioner, Bay County Treasurer Weston Prince, as well as former legislative candidate Sarah Schultz, and Bay County Clerk Katie Zanotti are among the names of candidates suggested as other possibilities to run in this special election for the State Senate District 35. According to multiple sources, Rivett's name poll tested the best last week. Here's the reality, though. Portions of Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties have historically racist reputations. Also, Bay County and surrounding communities whose residents are anti-NAFTA and pro-tariff, which rapidly turned red in the President Donald Trump era. And with the district only having 12.5% African Americans, winning a Senate seat in this area has been a challenge for seemingly qualified black candidates such as Carl Williams in 2006 and Stacey Irwin's Oaks in 2014. Now, an interesting part of this story says that some Democrats would argue that no matter who becomes their nominee after the special February 3rd primary, that person will be successful in the May 5th general election. However, they point out that Kamala Harris won the district by 2 percentage points over Donald Trump. She was obviously black. However, President Joe Biden won the district back in 2020. Elisa Slotkin won there. And of course, former now U.S. Representative Kristen McDonald Rivett took the seat in 2022 when she defeated former state representative Annette Glenn 53.38% to 46.62%, basically about a 7-point spread. The district is more Democratic than previously listed. The 35th State Senate district was drawn up by the Democrats having 53.1% base because of the cities of Saginaw, Bay City, and the city of Midland. The old 32nd district that former Senator Ken Horn won consisted of all of Saginaw County and the western townships of Genesee County. It had then a 51% Republican base when he last won back in 2018. Well, Democrats are winning in special elections across the country. A couple weeks ago, the Democratic candidate had a plus 11 Trump state Senate district. Okay, I got a very simple question on this story then. If you're trying to tell us that this district is now leaning Democrat roughly by 7 points, why did it take Governor Gretchen Whitmer so long to call for a special election to replace the vacant seat? If you're telling me that this is now a plus 7 district for Democrats, why didn't she call for a special election? Why is it going to be 500 days before these people get a state senator? Well, of the announced Democratic candidates, Pamela Pugh lost the Democratic nomination for the 8th Congressional District seat, finishing third with only 20.3% of the vote. She finished in fourth place in 2010 for a state House race. The fire chief, Green, doesn't have any elected experience as a candidate. And the Democratic Party chair, Adams, the biggest office he's ever won was a Bridgeport Township trustee. Current state representative, Amos O'Neill, a Democrat in Saginaw, serving only his third term in the House, has no interest in running for the state Senate. While on the Republican side, State Representative Bill G. Schuette from Midland is definitely going to run, expecting an announcement that could come as soon as a fundraiser that he's doing today with U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Another state representative, Timothy Bassan of Bay City, is also considering a run. Well, political consultant David Forsmark, who has worked with numerous races in this area for Republicans and even some pro-life Democrats, said Schuette is a prohibitive favorite. His father, with the same name, was a state senator and a member of Congress before he became attorney general. But Bill G. Schuette, to his credit, has done nothing objectionable as a state rep. Also, he knows how to campaign. He has a team of door knockers, a strong base, and strong name recognition. Forsmark said, if I was a betting man, I would say that Bill G. Schuette will be the next senator of the 35th Senate District by a 2-to-1 margin. He added that this district is screaming out for a moderate Democrat, at least someone who can position themselves as a moderate, which McDonnell Rivett did a good job in doing back in 2022 when she got the election. However, no one on the Democratic side is fitting that bill at the moment. Forsmark went so far as to say the Senate Democrats are desperately seeking a white candidate. There's danger in actively recruiting a non-black candidate as well. If Saginaw Democrats feel they're being disrespected by the party, they may not even vote. If they stay home on May 5th, it basically gives the seat to the Republicans. Forsmark closed his comments with this. This seat is all about finding the right candidate. And right now, the Republicans have stronger candidates than the Democrats. When it comes right down to it, you got to have a strong candidate if you're going to beat the Republicans. So we'll wait and see what the Democrats decide to do. Folks, I want to end this segment right now with a short little comment regarding MyPillow.com. I got an email this morning to the radio station from Mike Lindell. He is extending the end of summer sale for basically the rest of September. So you have about 3 weeks to start your Christmas shopping and get it at a huge discount. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Sit down with your Christmas list. Family members, kids, grandkids, wife, husband, whatever. Put down what you think they would really like. These slippers are unbelievable. The new MyPillow 2.0, absolutely love it. Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the bath towels, we use them all. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away for your Christmas list, put it in the cart, go to checkout, and then put in the promo code, one word, Trucker Randy with no space, and hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some products with free shipping. Place an order. When they come, put them in the closet. Then you can wrap them right before Christmas. Christmas shopping is done at a discount. Last segment, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor. Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. In that last segment, I forgot to mention, text me MP or MyPillow, and I'll send you the screenshot of the website, MyPillow.com, along with the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, as well as the 800 phone number that has the Trucker Randy promo code already programmed in the operator's phone when you call 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the picture of the screenshot. Get your Christmas shopping done early, folks. Now they have to worry about it. One of the things that I'm looking at here in this budget process, and I've been saying this for a long time, months I've been saying this, when the House majority Republicans passed a $20 billion continuing resolution type budget that would extend the current budget till the end of the year, I saw the writing on the wall. Until the Senate Democrats come to the reality that the House Republicans are not budging, they're not going to back down off of their $78.5 billion cuts to wasteful spending in Lansing. Not going to happen. There is no way they're going to approve the Senate Democrats' budget. They're not even going to approve what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants. They have been diving in and looking at every single one of these bureaucratic departments line by line spending. And when they found 4,277 ghost employees, they went, that's it. We're going to cut 29.5% of Jocelyn Benson's budget for the Secretary of State. We're going to cut almost a quarter of Attorney General Dana Nessel's budget. We're going to cut out these stupid grants for the arts and cultural grants, gay barbershop quartets, drag queen library readings to kids in public libraries, and call it cultural grants? No. It's going to stop. this is insanity, and we're going to put an end to it. Well, one of the things that you have to understand, folks, the adults are in the room, and they don't like his tactics. They don't like his style. They don't like his press conferences. They don't like every single thing that the current speaker, Matt Hall, is doing in Lansing. Guess what? Too bad, so sad. Elections have consequences. And as much as I really did not want Matt Hall to be the speaker, I got to give the guy kudos. If they hold their ground and they force the Senate Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to sign their budget, this will be a victory for our state. It's not even as big a cuts as I wanted, but it's a dang good start. And the clock is ticking. 22 days from midnight tonight, September 30th at midnight. It's going to be a very interesting next 3 weeks. And let's see what they do over the next 3 weeks before the deadline. Let's see how serious the Senate Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, when she comes back from Japan, actually gets involved in the budget process. Because honestly, without her, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they have a snowball chance in heck of getting a budget with the governor being out of the country. Sorry, it's not going to happen. So we'll see. We shall see. Because one of the other components to this, and it's very, very interesting, this is going to be a situation where they have to do something. They have got to do something. Because shutting down the state government, Matt Hall and the Republicans are going to blame it totally on the Senate Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Even though they'll try to blame them, it's not going to work. They have passed a fiscally sound budget with their $5 billion in cuts. They're reining in spending, and they're fully funding $3 billion, folks, in new road funding and bridge funding in their budget proposal. The money's there, and they did it without raising taxes. This budget, when the regular people of the state of Michigan hear everything that's in it, they're going to say the Republicans in the House did the right thing. There's no way the Democrats' budget's going to pass. That's my prediction. Well, the music playing, that's it. Speaking of music, we now go back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, NutriSystem in 2000, South Beach...